بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد تو مستاش مزبیت شمد نوت شیفن سیدنا عبداللہ ابن عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہما narrates that نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said that trimming of the mustache is part of fitrat. Fitrat refers to the sunnah and the traits of the انبیاء علیہم الصلاۃ والسلام. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, five things constitute fitra: circumcision, shaving the pubic hair, trimming the mustache, clipping the nails, and plucking the hair of the armpits. Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahimahumullah was asked about the sunnah pertaining to the mustache, and he replied that he should be trimmed or cut so that the edge of the upper lip remains visible. This means that the edge of the lip should not be concealed with the hair. All the ahadith emphasize on the word qas, and this means that one should trim it very finely. Allama Nawawi rahimahumullah has mentioned that qas means to cut it from the very origin. Sayyidina Hakam ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, trim the mustache till the edge of the lip. Sayyidina Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a person with a long mustache. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam requested for a miswak and a scissor, and placing the miswak at the edge of the lip, trimmed the mustache. Certain times we see people cut hair with a comb and a scissor. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam may have used the miswak and the scissor in a similar fashion. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.